The Committee on Education Post-Secondary will now come to order. Secret, please call the roll.
Chair Kalatayud.
Here.
Senator Simon.
Here.
Senator Berman.
Here.
Senator Harrell.
Here.
Senator Jones.
Here.
Senator Rodriguez.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Members, we're going to start off today by welcoming the students that have come to visit us from the College of Central Florida. Citrus, Levi, Marion, Levy, Lafayette, Lafayette, my. Leon, Leon County. It's a Spanish word. Hey, guys. We're happy to have you here in the Florida Senate. This is going to be a brief committee meeting, so I hope you really enjoy with us. And welcome to the Florida Senate. Members, tab 1 through 4, we'll be working on the confirmation hearing for appointments. Unless the senator requests a separate vote on an individual appointee, we will take one vote on all these appointees. Is there a motion to recommend confirmation?
Second.
Senator Simon moves to recommend confirmation of all appointees. Secret, please call the roll.
Senator Berman.
Yes.
Senator Harrell.
Yes.
Senator Jones.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez.
Yes.
Senator Simon.
Yes.
Chair Kalatayud.
Yes. By your vote, the confirmation of appointees on tab 1 through 4 is reported favorably. Well, I want to say thank you so much to the members of this committee for your diligence and effort and work the past 2 years that we've been privileged to serve on this committee together. Thank you to us is really not the last thing or the most important thing. It's to the incredible post-secondary staff that gives us the preparation and opportunity to do this work with the fidelity and integrity that our constituents require of us. So first, thank you, Matt. Thank you, Alex, for all that you all have done to help prepare us. Kendra, Ben, Gary, and Secret, thank you so much for your effort, diligence, and for your great kindness to all of us. It's really a privilege to serve our constituents, but it is a joy to serve with you. Just want to say thank you. Senator Harrell, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, and I too want to say thank you to our amazing staff. I have to say we have the number one higher education system in the entire country. I'm on my soapbox, so excuse me. I just have to give a big plug to all our wonderful state colleges and our universities for what they are doing, and it's because they have the ability to do what they do because this Senate, this legislature, and the governor stand behind them in preparing our students. We have students here. In preparing our students for their future, that's where we are, and that's the role of this committee. And I want to say thank you to you as chair for everything you're doing, especially for your wonderful committee bills. And I am delighted that we are moving some good policy forward out of this committee and also through the appropriations process, funding our universities at a level that they can continue to achieve what they have set the record over the last 5-6 years in doing and remaining number one in the country in higher education. So thank you to you as chair of this committee, but also thank you to our amazing staff. We couldn't do it without them, and also for the collegiality of all of our senators who really look for the best policy coming out of this committee to set the course for the state of Florida and for these wonderful students. And I want to say thank you for coming all the way to Tallahassee. And you're lucky you're here this week and not last week because it was 23 degrees last week. But thank you so much, Madam Chair. Appreciate you so greatly.
No, thank you so much, Senator Harrell. And though we have a captive student audience, I also want to tell you all that I was just thinking about this. This is our final post-secondary committee, and mine certainly is. This is my last as chair. But 13 years ago, I came as a college student doing what you guys were doing to the Capitol. And today I'm on the other side of this dais as chair of this committee. So I also want to take a brief moment to encourage you that advocacy is important, that your experience as student leaders matters, and you can not just direct policy through your advocacy and your efforts and the meetings you have in the Capitol today, but you can absolutely do anything you want to do. So thank you all. Is there any other business before the committee? No? Senator Simon moves we adjourn. Is there objection? Seeing none, the motion is adopted.